To highlight the severity of the problem plastic poses, the team pointed to past research showing an estimated 14 million tons of plastic polluted the oceans in 2010 because it was not disposed of and dealt with properly. Almost half of the plastic made in the last 6 decades was produced in the past 13 years, they wrote. And around 40% of plastic products ended up being disposed of in the same year they were created. Another study indicated there were more pieces of plastic in the ocean than stars in the Milky Way. Unfortunately, unless drastic steps are taken, the numbers and challenges will only grow, with the quantity of waste entering the ocean predicted to increase tenfold by 2025, the authors warned in their paper. As the researchers collected samples down to a depth of 10 centimeters on the beach and were unable to access some debris hotspots, the estimate is likely to be conservative, explained Jennifer Lavers, the lead author of the study and a research scientist at the Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies at the University of Tasmania in Australia. Lavers explained in a statement that only a few hundred people live on the islands, and so the sheer volume of plastic present there reflects how the material moves around the ocean. Islands such as these, are like canaries in a coal mine, and it's increasingly urgent that we act on the warnings they are giving us, said Lavers. Plastic pollution is now ubiquitous in our oceans, and remote islands are an ideal place to get an objective view of the volume of plastic debris now circling the globe,